C is for the way you crap on me. U is 'cause you're ugly, and so's your peach. N's for no, I never told you that I railed your sister. T, thanks for the Hummers, they were better than your mother's. Cunt is all you'll ever be. It's true, cunt, you must be more than one, you're two. Pew, your gash is stanky, and your ass is always cranky. Cunt,
what's up, boys? It's Johnny. We're getting the band back together. How is everybody? Outside here, you might hear some leaves rustling out here just because it's a beautiful day. One mighty, one strong. Is this an actual live stream? It looks like it. Yes, I decided I would go ahead and restart the old StreamYard and get back in touch with all of you guys so we can do some actual live streams, catch up one-on-one, and one on however many of you guys show up on the old live streams, because it's been a while, boys. This is a great spot. I've got great internet here. It's nice and shady today. Felt like the right day. I got out and worked this morning, and now it's time for some big chilling. Who cares? Not me from Australia. What is up? Morning from Australia. My man, that's great. Morning over there. It is 1:20 in the afternoon over here. Beautiful Alabama. Absolutely gorgeous. Again, you guys can probably hear some wind because it's beautiful forest back in front of me. It's gorgeous today. One mighty, one strong, Johnny on the spot. What's up, my brother? Yeah, man. Trying to come through for everybody. Hit like, hit comment, hit subscribe. If you haven't already, guys, we'll go ahead and jump into this. I'm trying not to let the beautiful scenery distract me, but I did want to jump on. Let's dive in, boys. I've got one of the later ones from one of our favorites over at Man Guide.
Hey.
Hey.
To all the guys.
The loud voice already, boys. Let's dive in and see where this is going. This should be fun.
Males, men out there who say women just catfish us with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would just be natural.
Yeah.
When she looks like a 10 with makeup on and a 3 without. First off, fuck you.
Yeah, these ladies sure are nice. Just a bunch of nice ladies. The Mew, what's going on, yo? Is this alive? Yes, it is. Absolutely it is, my man. I wanted to touch base with some of you guys, jump out there and say hello to everybody that supports the channel and watches. And we haven't got to catch up in a while because I've been very busy, and I might end up being very busy and recording a video the way I was doing it and uploading it and then sitting in the premiere of the video with you guys and watching was an awful lot of work and very time-consuming. And I don't have much time anymore, so I got to make the best use of it, which means we'll be doing more of these live streams so I can catch up with everybody one-on-one or however many. So, yeah, what's good? Not much, man. Worked this morning, big chilling now, trying to get all this stuff handled over here. All kinds of different things are changing up right now. It's my busy season with the company that I started with a friend of mine, and we are going to be pretty busy coming up here. So I'm going to be moving all over the place, but I did want to touch base with you guys more often via the live because I miss the old live streams. I've got the whole old system back, so we got all our sounds.
I don't give a fuck with you.
That is bullshit.
Just the old setup. It's good to see some of the familiar old sounds in here. Let's see what we got here. 10 with the makeup. Yep. That's right. David, what's going on, buddy? Afternoon, John. Men, as always. Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, everyone is stunned that it's an actual live. I'm sorry, boys. It's been difficult. Things are just what they are right now, and internet is fleeting sometimes. It's good enough. So, yeah, it just is what it is. Later, bro. We'll see you. We'll see you, buddy. Thanks for coming by.
Second off, how about your fucking baseball cap, Chad? Oh, yeah, you're real tough.
I don't know why these chicks are always yelling and shit. Did you get my SC gift? No problem if you didn't. SC gift. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I've gotten your Cash Apps and your PayPals, though. Those were fantastic and very super helpful. Let's see here. I'm going to try to figure that out. Throw it in there, the Mew. Throw it in there. We're going to keep going with this.
Behind your hat, take your fucking hat off.
Hmm. Delicious.
We got makeup. Y'all got hats. Okay?
Right.
Go screw yourself, Chad. What's
the... I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
Check out this lady here. What's going on with her? Up in the time and I heard that that was ugly. Ah. So she's cracked out, guys. This is an absolute crackhead here. You know what? You know what, boys? Yeah, she gets the old crack sparrow. Yes, I did get your super chat the other day. Yes, the Mew. Thank you so much. I got PayPal from you. I got Cash App from you. Thank you to all of you guys that do support the show. I truly, truly appreciate it. Let me pull this up over here in the meantime. We are going to do the stream also about the pregnant and dating thing. I got to get it together and get that up here. But one of these days we're going to do that. The Spearman's in the building. What's up, sir? Great to see you again. Great to see you. I'm bouncing around in the chat, so give me a second here, boys. Let's see what we got here. Brian says, I've decided 4 hours from now I will identify as a woman and my name will be Lucy Liu. Well, Brian, do what you do, sir. Do what you do. We're going to consider you a traitor to the men if you do that, though. Yes, she was a mud shark. David says, crack is one hell of a drug. Man, it's so good to see all of you here live. Live. Greenskin, what's going on, buddy? Yo, Johnny. Yes, what's up, gentlemen? Let's dive back in here. It is good to see you guys. Thank y'all so much. See, we got Australia in the house up here. Man, good to see everybody again. So is this the same person? Is this the same individual? Also, if this is the same individual, this isn't good at all. This isn't good. How'd you like to fall asleep next to, you know, this in here and then wake up next to the other one? Right. What's gone wrong in America here, guys? So to speak, Timothy, what's going on? Early lunch. Good to see you, Timothy. It's 1:28 here. Buddy Johnny's finally relaxing a little bit. I've been doing stuff all day, working and running around and all that. Hold on, boys. We're doing like six things at a time. The leaves sound lovely, don't they? I bet that's a great ASMR for being out in the forest. All right, PayPal. Hold on. I always want something. Yep. Hold on, boys. I'll be right with you. PayPal is asking questions again. It's always a problem. It was a woman. This is actually, ideally would be a man, but, you know, I believe that individual is a little soft, if you know what I'm saying. You know.
Trend alert. Show the first and last selfie you've taken on Snapchat.
Snapchat. This is a problem, I think, with just about everything right now. I think the Snapchat mindset has really been helping ruin people. Yeah, Timothy, I would say something along those lines for sure.
There's one thing you can expect from me, and that's the unexpected.
Hey, ma'am, you're, you boys know the line.
Because I'm an international super spy.
Super spy!
I'm so fucking...
How nice it must be to just go throughout your day and be able to do this kind of playtime thing. You know what I mean, boys? Where this is the most you do throughout the day is make these videos.
Sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something.
Huh. That's not... That looks... Well, they're actually not put, sir. But I know what you were going for there. Absolutely. At your own, like Afro. Ugh, get away from my popsicles.
I once was afraid of using filters because I...
Right.
I thought that it would completely alter the way I look at myself. But no. I use filters sometimes, and other times I don't. Sometimes I want to look like this, and other times I want to...
Whoa. It's amazing what they're doing with these filters and the technology nowadays, guys. I mean, if you think about it, this is... It's just not good.
Like this. Either...
Also, at what point are you not lying to a man or whoever that might be potentially looking at you? At what point are you not, like, I would say blatantly outright lying or false advertising or selling a fake dream, which if a man does it, by the way, that's no good. Pat, what's up, sir? Fat Pat in the building, the mad psycho. What is happening, sir? We are live.
Wait, when I walk outside, it doesn't stop anyone from looking at me. So, yeah. I think that we should enjoy using filters in social media, and people need to stop taking shit so seriously. Y'all know what a filter looks like and what a filter doesn't look like. Like, y'all know.
I can go from this.
Whoa, dude. Check this one out.
To this. Hi, I'm Alicia.
Yeah. Yeah, Alicia. Drink bleach.
36.
In Minecraft, please.
6 years old, and I got these snap indentures when I was 34. And I told myself when I went through this, there was not going to be a single person that could say a damn thing to me that would make me feel bad about it. You want to know why? Because it was the best thing I did for myself.
Right. Your life sure has been hollow and pretty empty, if that's the case. You know what I mean? You're just having a difficult time, dear.
Stop it. Get some help.
When you know that you've taken care of yourself, it doesn't matter why we needed dentures. I don't really give a shit what the reason is. It doesn't
meth. The reason is meth. I'll just cut to the chase. I'm pretty sure it was meth.
What matters to me is right now and today what we're doing to make it better.
Huh?
I'm happy. That's what matters.
And women always claim men are liars, that men catfish them all the time. Yet, most modern women use witchcraft, also known as fake-up or makeup, to lure men in. Remember, true beauty needs no makeup. This is why you need to go on a pool date with modern women, to first see them in a two-piece bathing suit because they use spandex to hide their guts,
yuck,
but also to wash away the fake hair and makeup. It will be the clock striking midnight, and these so-called queens will turn back into pumpkins. Makeup covers up the fact that these women aren't healthy. They eat a diet or junk food and wonder why their skin has outbreaks. They drink like fish in the water and they screw a lot. The only thing that's keeping them thin is their genetics. Once they hit the wall, they'll blow up like the World Trade Center, and the average man won't know till it's too late.
Oh boy. Well, that reference is certainly, I guess it's been enough time anyways. Anywho.
Makeup as like war paint, so they can steal your resources, time, and happiness while having a...
Hey, I got a squirrel over here, guys.
Divorce may ruin your life.
Butterface. Top commenter said, I had watched 3 times, didn't think it was the same person. That's the power of a modern woman's war paint. A thought commented, I got a full set at 24 because I'm a recovered addict. All that matters is I'm alive and well.
Right.
Taking care of myself. They gave me back confidence. Hopefully she tells the men she dates before they want to kiss her, because I heard that dentures have a certain smell to them that is not pleasant.
Smell?
The rest of women gassing her up with comments like, gorgeous both ways. Nah, she looks like a grandma witch without the makeup and teeth. That's why she wears it.
If women didn't need to wear makeup, then they wouldn't. If they were, in their opinion, attractive enough to the guys that they wanted to, they wouldn't necessarily need that makeup in theory.
Now that's only a small clip of the videos, but let's chat about this. There is nothing that makes me...
Mr. H, what's up, brother? Welcome to the live stream here at the old Gone with John channel.
More mad when I hear guys basically say that we wear makeup because we don't feel attractive enough. One, I am a makeup artist, and it is an art...
An artist. Well, I mean... You know, whatever helps you sleep at night.
Form for me. Even if you're not a makeup artist, it is therapeutic, and a lot of women love to put on makeup. Two.
Yeah, pretend is fun. Like once a year, Halloween, you know, getting all dressed up. When you're a child, that is, of course. But, you know, don't think about it too much.
It has nothing to do with self-confidence. Literally,
Right, because you have no self-confidence. Otherwise, you wouldn't need the makeup to begin with. So I actually agree with her on that one.
99% of the time, I am not wearing makeup. Unless I'm filming or going somewhere where I don't want to say need to, but want.
Did she say me too? I'm sorry. Maybe that's just what I heard. Timothy, good to see you, my brother. Good to see a mountain monk in the building. Great to see you, sir. Catching up with everybody on the old live stream.
Yes, I do believe that society plays a role in women wearing makeup, but, and I can say speaking from a woman myself, that I do not wear makeup because I'm not confident.
Oh, a woman's word. Well, boys, I believe her. I trust her.
Men don't realize is that a lot of women don't want to look like someone else. We're not doing this to catfish or give
Please.
False advertisement.
Right, you're just doing it to impress other women out there, because that's all they really care about. Anyways, at the end of the day, SCE, great to see you, my brother. SCE, guys, the master wrench here in all of our MGTOW manosphere. You know how it is, guys. SCE, great to see you, sir. I've decided to get back to doing a little bit of these live streams. Got a couple of great spots with great internet, beautiful days ahead of us, so be a great time to get back into a little bit of live stuff with the boys. Anyways, let's get back to this lady here.
Most, not all, but most women want to look like themselves, but better. Makeup is made.
But better. Right.
To enhance your natural beauty. And
right. We just saw some of the enhancing of, you know, some natural, well, it wasn't good.
Let's not blame us and make it seem like women are insecure because they wear makeup. Let's.
Right. Even though it's, they totally are. Absolutely.
Remember that guys are the first ones to tell you when you're not wearing makeup that you look tired. They're the first ones.
Well, you do. But most of that's probably your diet, sleep schedule, and a lot of the things that you intake into your body that aren't natural.
Wants to be scrolling on Instagram obsessing over girls with a pound of makeup on. They're all.
Well, that's really not what we're noticing at that moment, but whatever. It's fine.
Also the first ones to go to a bar and hit on a girl with makeup. There are some exceptions to the rule, so if you're one of those guys, don't get offended. And if you're getting offended, then you're one of those guys.
Right.
That's the whole point of makeup. These women aren't using it because they're playing a character in a theater play. Makeup for a lot of women is like a man renting a sports car. If modern women collectively want to wear makeup, then they shouldn't get mad when men rent a sports car or get a fancy Airbnb and claim it's his. She claimed makeup was therapeutic when it's the opposite. Women get hooked on it and it destroys the skin or makes skin conditions worse. Queen Elizabeth may have died of blood poisoning because she wore makeup that had lead in it so her face could stay pasty white.
Well, that sounds lovely. Guys, we've got a super chat over on the Cash App and you know what that means, boys. It's time for some crack spare. You know how it is, guys. Anytime we get a super chat, we have got to show you a crackhead on the screen. I've downloaded, I think, 30 or 40 more crack. Sorry, YouTube, about all of this misunderstanding. I've downloaded 30 or 40 new crackhead video clips, guys. I've got to get them put on the this hard drive tonight so that I can bring them into this system for our live streams. But that's what we do around here anytime we get a super chat. Boy, it sure is exciting.
It's called the Venetian Ceruse.
Yeah.
And of course, this thought is going to defend her career because she gets paid hundreds of dollars to make women look better. Most of the women's economy is through products that catfish men one way or another.
Right.
The women who invented Spanx, the stretchy clothing that holds in the fat to make a woman look like she has a better shape, is a legit billionaire. Let's read the comments. When will guys realize that we do not wear makeup for them? We wear it for us. She's right. These thoughts wear makeup to benefit themselves by fooling guys.
Right, and that's all they care about.
It's therapeutic to me, and a way of expressing myself and get creative. I don't even wear makeup for work unless I'm inspired to do so, so no. These bitches act like they're putting on a whole painting on their face. Actually doing something constructive like painting a scenery or knitting clothes for the kids helps the soul. Another modern woman commented, "Actually, my granny is the first person to tell me that I look tired when I'm not wearing makeup, but I agree. That's because these modern career women are tired from being strong and independent. These jobs and careers age them like dog years because they aren't built for stress, especially long term. So makeup is pushed to hide the symptoms of being overstressed when they'd stay youthful staying at home raising the kids or cooking a dinner.
Boys, thank you for the love and the support. Super chat lighting up over here. One of my favorites, guys. Just love that one.
Another thought commented, guys have been saying they don't like women wearing makeup for years, yet women still do it. So what does that say? Guys aren't getting married anymore, so the joke's on them.
Well, this is why you shouldn't trust everything you see on the internet, because as soon as I take this off, I turn into an entirely different person.
The war paint has been upgraded to CGI. If you need more reasons why not to simp, chances are now you're giving your hard-earned money to a 2, thinking a 10 is interested in you.
Hey, boy, yo ass off jiggas on my kids. You good? Oh my kid.
Yeah, shout out to you, Greenskin. Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Welcome aboard to the members area. Great to see you, sir. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, guys. One of my favorites.
And this is also why pickup or meeting women organically is the best way. If you're in places that thoughts would never be in, like a library or a soup kitchen, you're gonna meet much more quality women.
So I was at this party last night with some friends, and this guy comes up to me and he says, "You're so beautiful, can I have your number?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Oh, playing hard to get." And I
That is bullshit.
Look at this chick, dude. I mean, I know she's got her Skeletor makeup on here at this particular picture, but just look at her. I mean, clearly she's, you know, a lovely white or brown or whatever is going on here.
Said, "No, I'm simply not interested in you." And he said, "Why can't you just be nice and give me your number?" And I said, "Why did I think of that? I changed my mind all of a sudden. Of course you can have my number."
Can you imagine your whole day? You go through your day and like you have the free time to do this kind of thing. I mean, and you're not in high school or middle school as a child. And a girl, by the way, if you're a guy TikToking, it's time to, you know, butch it up a little bit. But just imagine, guys, this lady, all this free time.
"Let me put it in your phone for you." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yes, but it might take a couple minutes because I'm a little drunk." And he said, "Take your time." Good thing I wasn't drunk because I was able to find his Venmo app right away. So I put my phone number in there and suddenly I'm $5,000.
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
Richer. And I'm wondering how on earth did that happen? Did I do that?
Fake layers of makeup and fake tan, huh? On top of ugly. Yeah, David, I'm gonna have to agree with you, man. That seems like what's going on here. This looks like a lot of fakeness.
Yes, I know I wasn't entitled to, and he definitely would have said no, but I took it anyway. I guess I just can't seem to take no for an answer.
Oh, that's good.
Feminists,
we like that.
Justify stealing a man's resources any way they can. For the people that champion no means no and my body, my choice, they have no problem taking the man's resources. That chances are he sacrificed his body to get. Granted, if you approach modern women and they tell you they're not interested, just walk away. They at least were honest with you. No need to inflate their ego by trying to convince them otherwise. You're fighting for a facade, like a house on a Hollywood set, which is a one wall propped up by several 3x4s.
Right, SCE. Yeah, definitely admitting to it. Yeah. Also, guys, I have to be honest with you. I'm enjoying the wind out here. I know it's probably pretty loud for you guys, and I apologize, but it is lovely.
The next time you approach a modern woman, tell her to take off her fake up and you might actually get a positive response from her. As in, she may try to qualify herself towards you because she's used to having men simp to her. And if she's not interested, you didn't fuel the egotistical fire. You made yourself laugh at the expense of a thought.
Yuck. Ugh. Hey, which one of y'all is doing this? Y'all want this? Look at this lady.
I don't fuck with you.
This is why men should always do a live stream with anyone they're gonna meet online, because social media angles can hide a lot. As you see, she looked like a normal thought until she stepped back and showed off a bigger beer belly than most middle-aged alcoholics.
Yeah.
This is the behind the scenes of many photo shoots. I know Victoria's Secret used to do the same to create cleavage.
Right. Look at all the stuff they have to do. Also, how do you get the job to be the guy that does this? I'm just kidding. He's probably, you know what I mean.
Butterfly in the sky.
Shout out to Coach Greg for that excellent clip. I appreciate that. Sorry, I don't mean to steal one of your... That's just a really good, apropos way of speaking to that particular community.
Lesbians!
Anyways, let's get back.
And people then see those photos, feel insecure, compare their bodies, and go get surgery, but they don't actually realize that what they're comparing themselves to doesn't actually exist, and it's not just imagery touching, it's these kind of manipulations that...
Right, ladies, but you did do this to begin with. You started this. Well, it could have been a guy, now that I think about it, back in the day that was like, hey, let's tape those things up. I'm sorry. Let's continue.
Happen even before these images are retouched. It is so disturbing.
Now you know that even actual models use tricks to make themselves look more attractive. If they look too good to be true, chances are they are. Women complain about men sending fake dick pics, yet how many athletes do you think are in that fitness model's DMs, only to find out in person after they've flown out that she has a pancake ass? Is it really an issue of influencers or models making other women insecure? If it's driving these women to become more fit and do squats in the gym, that's a win for everyone. Modern women have an issue with it because they're lazy, as well as they put all their value in their looks or things that don't matter in a relationship. Meanwhile, most millionaires marry the plain Jane types who will make their focus on ensuring their man is happy. Looks get old, but being pleasant doesn't. Cooking him a home-cooked meal from scratch doesn't. Keeping the house clean and fresh will make the man at ease. Let's take a look at the commenters. Top comment with 40,000 likes says, and the women lose their lives to BBL surgeries because of the insecurities companies intentionally instill. That's not these companies' fault. It's dumb women who will go to South America to find the cheapest Brazilian butt lift procedures from non-licensed doctors, and then are shocked that they get an infection from the car oil pumped in their ass. Women,
what do they pump into them, guys? I mean, now that I think about it, like, what are they putting inside of these broads, you know?
And the video responds, yep, the cycle is terrible and the industry is horrible. Plays on the insecurities of women. As if women aren't the only ones who are insecure. Men have to deal with shortcomings that can't be fixed with surgeries like having a small dick or being short. At least women can do squats in the gym for a better butt or get...
And no one cares if men are, you know, whatever. No one cares. Like, you have your problems and your emotions and your feelings and your... No one cares. And it is a good thing because it makes us not become whiny, bitchy babies. And what I mean by that is you look at the people who... Society does care when their feelings are hurt. You know who I'm talking about, women and people who display certain traits of women. You know what I mean? Everyone really, really cares what they think, so they are always the victim and seemingly the most unhappy people on the planet, the females and those that display some female traits. You know what I'm talking about. For some reason, all of those individuals, super unhappy, super angry, super screamy, super on head meds. Have you noticed that? Do you know why you see less of that in men? One, we don't have the time to complain. Two, nobody cares. And three, the men that can't hack it, sadly, end up checking out, which is truly sad. But no one cares when it's a man. It just is what it is. Let's continue.
Implants to look like bimbos. Men have to wear rugs on their heads when they go bald. Another commenter said, make this a...
Shout out to Anonymous on the Cash App. Oh, we did that one.
Bro. Bro. Can I get the tulip? Bro, you are faded.
Yo, bro, can I get the toilet paper?
Where? You want to get washed? Faded, tonight.
Yes, that's crazy, bro.
You need to shut down.
She's trying to get gas.
That's crazy, bro. Oh, man, that's good stuff. Hey, shout out to Struggling Individual. Have a blessed day. Great to see you. Thanks for coming through. Thanks so much.
Legal. This is false advertising. Sort it out. Now. Would be nice if marriages can be nullified if women faked their looks. Another commenter said, should be illegal in fitness industries not to disclose when they've altered their body. Like it's impossible to look like that from working out. It's not impossible, it's just unlikely, and the bigger reason why most women have a problem with it is because it's hard work, to look like a fitness model. Men have to take on a second job, lifting weights at the gym just to increase their sexual market value, and that's not including spending extra money by the thousands for testosterone or other supplements.
This is me, and this is also me. This nice. Is me, but this is also me.
Wow. Hey, listen, guys. Oh, man, that's not good. That's not good at all. I don't even have a clip for that, but it's just not good. Oh, snap.
And this is me.
Ugh. And this is also me.
Hi, my name's Christy.
And nigga, I'm telling you, I've been locked up at Willy Wonka's place 300 million times. I just got done being bothered by...
I live a double life.
Her hairline is worse than your 50-year-old uncle. This is what a lot of black men have to deal with. No wonder why they're walking away from black women.
Yeah, shout out to the brothers out there. You guys, I mean, we all have a hard road ahead of us, but boy, y'all's road seems pretty hard, just being honest, as far as the females are concerned.
All together. As if having to deal with the most combative and proudly masculine women isn't bad enough, many are faker than a $3 bill. Top comment says, hi, my name is Catfish. For sure she is catfishing people. Imagine thinking you scored with a stunner only to wake up next to an old man. Of course, there are women in the comments blowing smoke up her ass, claiming she looks just as good without the makeup. You're so pretty. You look beautiful either way. If that was true, she wouldn't wear fake up. You look the same, it's just the hair and eyebrows, LMAO. This is why these women have confidence catfishing men because their peers are lying to them or cheering them on.
Hi, I'm Kiko. I'm 23. I go to UCSB and I also bartend.
Some type of women who get mad when a man is 3 inches shorter than what he listed on his dating profile. Not to say men should lie about their height.
Dre, what's up, sir? What in the world? Good to see you, my man. Dre, we are live today. I went ahead and renewed the live software, guys, so feel free to cash at PayPal because that helps out. I went ahead and redid it so we can go back to doing live streams because I'm getting to my busy time of the year and I can't always do all the loading and uploading and editing and doing all that stuff. So we got to try to live stream if we're going to get any content busted out here. And this is just what we're doing. Ben, good to see you guys. Good to see you.
Catfish is the equivalent to a midget claiming he's 6 feet tall. Thought commented, women should be paid more because our talent to have you perceive us how we want you to. It's a superpower.
Yeah, what's up with that one mighty one strong? I'm glad you're here. Why do y'all's women hate y'all so much? If you'll forgive me for asking, because I'm white. But like, why seemingly do your women, they just don't like y'all, it seems like. If I can say that.
Women are paid more because they use makeup to paraphrase her, have us perceive them how they want us to. If they didn't wear their war paint, not as many men would simp for them or give them the same treatment a beautiful, natural woman would get.
I know it's stupid. I know it's stupid and people have it worse. First world problems. But I can't afford my lash extensions anymore, so I let them fall out and now...
Shit. I'm sorry, guys. This laughing lady, crying lady reminds me of this. Oh, boy. That's just what that reminds me of, guys.
What you saying, boy? Say what you saying, boy? See, the weak get walked on, the soft get bought on. See me, I never, ever, ever run. Niggas get the wrong shit to me. mean? Like he won't do me. Some might be at him with my gun. What you saying, boy? You think I'm playing, boy?
I feel so it's a man's bad. World.
I love my lashes so much.
She is gross, and this is how most thoughts are without their mask.
Yes, SCE, I really am, man. It's been a long time. We used to do a lot of live streams that I get to see everybody and talk one-on-one, like kind of real time, and I've actually missed that a lot. So trying to spend some time with your peeps because you're about to be busy all summer. I don't know how busy we'll be. I mean, I know we'll be extra busy, but normally what I do is I'll react to a video and I'll record it, you know, in the office, and then I'll throw it like upload it. Sometimes it's an hour or 30 minutes long, and then I'll watch that premiere with you guys. And by the time it's all said and done, I've got like 3 hours into one video. So anyways, this lets me get back to a little bit more, you know, live stuff, which is fun for me anyways. But yes, sir.
Especially when they get older. When their looks fade like old paint. Without their looks, no one would deal with them.
Right.
This is why the wall is so devastating, because their free ride is over. The free trial on easy mode ends. Mm. They're going to be held to some type of standard for once in their life, and they know
it. Spider.
Also, to dive deeper, her crying about her eyelashes isn't really about the eyelashes, but more of an honest outburst on who she really is. She and many TikToks talked about having many sugar daddies, sleeping around and laughing about having her abortions, which is the definition of a whore. Even in the Bible, which was written 2,000 years ago, warned about the Jezebels.
Yes.
And she has 100% lived in Jezebel demonic life. Let's read the comments. One of the top comments says, "You should be embarrassed. I work at a public school and just finished a necessity closet because students don't have basic needs. Shampoo, pads, etc. If society collapses or we go through a Great Depression, these thoughts wouldn't survive. They can't even last a day without social media."
My mama said that it's good to be factual. It's a great Lenny Kravitz song. Great Lenny Kravitz. I'm sorry to interrupt, guys. I'm seeing everybody and I got to catch up. Yes, SCE. Thank you, guys. But I want to make more time to get back with you guys. We're going to do some call-in stuff, all of that stuff. I'm going to get back to posting links and having you guys on and chit-chatting from time to time. I'll do it, you know, not as often as everybody else because I'm not exactly a people person, but I do want to reach out and get back more involved with you guys. So I'm super stoked about it, though.
Dude commented, "You're stupid." Someone said the obvious. "This is our future, people. Holy a bit, the world is in trouble." Yep, point taken.
Got hooked on Undead, the old Undead Chronic Man. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Undead Chronic Man. Shout out to the Warband, all you guys. At the Undead Chronics, shout out to the Warband, Mr. Greenskin. I believe you're familiar with the Warband, right?
Monk mode.
Good to see you again, Greenskin.
Imagine if the West had to face real major problems. Some thought commented, "Girl, the eyelashes are the least of your problems." I think she basically called her ugly. Just goes to show bitches don't care about each other.
Right.
Another person commented, "You got deeper problems. You have to build confidence from the inside out so that if you're seen with nothing, it doesn't affect you." This, for most modern women, they have mental problems, but because of feminism, it now has been accepted in society. In conclusion, if majority of men stopped allowing these types of women to misbehave because of their looks, they wouldn't get so out of control. I know a lot of men rarely get a bite at the apple, especially with attractive women, but men need to stay strong and not simp. It would de-incentivize.
I'm gonna head out, probably not gonna be there for his stream later. Oh, for Chronic stream, you got business, got plans today, SE? I have to check it out, man. I've noticed that I've been unsubscribed a time or two to Chronic. I've been unsubscribed to Hammer a time or two, so I guess that's YouTube's doing. You know, I keep resubscribing to him, but that's, I'm not sure. Like I said, I think it's going on. I've had a lot of people tell me lately that they were unsubscribed to my channel. So I'm sure that YouTube's up to their usual fuckery, if you know what I'm saying. Hell Undead Chronic is how I found you, man. Think you called in one night. It seemed pretty cool. Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, Chronic's awesome. I like watching his streams. Timothy, take it easy, buddy. We'll see you later.
His thoughts from putting on makeup. As always, I wish you tremendous success.
Shout out to our buddy over at Man Guide. You guys know how it is. Hit a like and a comment and a subscribe, boys. Ben says Warband. That's the truth. Yes. It's funny, ask a 12-year-old and you would get the same answer from 24-year-old. I think a lot of them tend to stop maturing or growing or aging, or I think a lot of it too is they're very sheltered. Like if you're a boy, you pretty much got to get it done. You know, you're 18, you get out, or even if you're at mom's, they're not going to let you stay there without working. And a lot of women, they just kind of let them flounder around and waste time and party and club and do all these other things. And before you know it, they have nothing to show for it. You know, and I think this is bad for women. I think it's good for them, would be good for them to get out and suffer and, you know, find their way around a little bit like men do. The only problem is their nature will kick in and they'll choose the easy road. And by that, I mean shacking up with some guy and letting him take care of all the real responsibility, which is what we see today when they have freedom, right? I mean, it is what it is. This is what they do. Standard operating procedures for this platform. Yes. Yes, SCE. Dre says Grig is in the house. Shout out to you. Good to see you, Dre. Awesome, my brother. Yeah, the teachers are not teaching, and the things that they are teaching are typically the standard protocol. And guys, you have to understand the system owns the teachers and tells them what to teach and how to teach and to teach all these other crazy things. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the real reason is they don't want anyone to be smart. They don't want anyone to figure it out. They want everyone to think that in America, if you follow the rules and you work hard enough and you go to your job 40 hours a week and you pay your taxes and you do all this stuff, you can be rich. You could be the next Beyonce or whoever, but you can't. You can't. All of that's already pre-decided. None of that matters. If you follow the standard path, you will fail. This is true. I mean, unless you follow it through something like trade school, but college, forget about it. Nah, 40-hour-a-week job. What are you going to start out making $10 an hour? They're going to give you that big raise to 15 and then you'll be able to pay the bills. Nope. Nope, 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 boys. You got to get out of that thinking with that standard normie mindset, I think is probably the best way of saying it. Yes, the women are wasting taxpayer money. That is exactly why they implemented the child support system back in the day. Shout out to Coach Greg. He brought this up on his show, and then I think somebody else had brought it up whose name escapes me right now, so I can't shout them out. But that's why they got him on child support. It was to get him off of the government dole. They said, well, we'll get him on child support. The man will shoulder the burden a little bit, and then that will encourage the woman to also work, which, as we know, did not exactly pan out. Dwight, good to see you. What is going on? Blackman 313 channel breaks down the entire Keisha issue very eloquently. I'll have to check that out, One Mighty. I appreciate that. Definitely have to check that out. You guys, make sure to check that channel out. I always like finding new men's channels where men are coming together and talking about these things because, one, we're not supposed to. They don't like when we talk about them, and I find that to be quite hilarious. So every time I see a new man talking these things, it's kind of nice to see, to be honest. Yeah, they mature fast and then stop at 13. I think that's what a lot of people have wrong is they don't mature faster than boys, I don't think. I think their bodies mature faster. But I think their brains stay locked at a certain level. Maybe it's the last happy year of their life before the real world kicks them in the ass. I'm not really sure. Skeleton, what's up, sir? Good to see you. Lurking, working, not twerking. I hear you, brother. Great to see you again, sir. See what we got here. I am a grandfather of four girls. I shouldn't have to be teaching them. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have to. It's a strange situation because if you're a parent, you know, you can get in trouble, quote unquote, from the same system we were talking about earlier that wants you to be deaf, dumb, and blind and held down. They can get mad at you and call it abuse or whatever else if you should happen to discipline your child or teach them or tell them that they are actually the other sex. Anyways, it's crazy. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming through, man. Let's see who else is in here. Let's see. I'm going to teach them. You got to teach these kids, man, because I'll be honest with you. Men, we need to teach men. It's clear to me looking at women that most of them aren't teaching each other an awful lot, which not saying that to be mean. It just doesn't seem like they're teaching. I mean, they're telling each other things and they're giving each other a lot of bad advice, but they're not saying, hey, these things burdened me in my life and affected me long-term. You shouldn't live your life this way. And I don't know if that's because misery loves company or because women are just generally evil, allegedly, YouTube. I'm not really sure. But yes, SCE, schools are designed to assimilate people to be wage slaves. Guys, the old slaves, stay with me, guys. Stay with me. We're going to get the old slaves were given a place to live, a place to eat. They were called quarters or houses or bunks. It wasn't a comfortable living, I would say, by today's modern standards. And if you take away any beatings and all of those types of things that we all know, some went on, some didn't, some was a bad situation. If you take all that out and you think about it, though, they were given a free life. I mean, they had to work hard for it, but that's everybody, really. Today, it's no different. There's just no more plantation borders. Think about that. Now they give you pieces of paper, and you can purchase whatever you want to. Purchase enough of something, you won't have a place to live. Well, and even if you don't purchase, you may not make enough to live. That didn't used to be a problem for the slaves. They had a guaranteed place to sleep. Food was going to be there and stuff. I'm just saying nowadays we think that we're so free when in reality we're more enslaved than ever. And they're tightening down the noose even more as they get more into like things like the CBDC, one currency, and all of these things that are trackable through a phone, that's trackable through the system, that's trackable through the satellites. So they can know where you are, who you're with, who's around you, where you're at on the earth, how much money is in your bank account, what you're spending money on. And with cash, that's not, you know, as doable. Granted, the phone thing, you're still pretty trackable, but at least what you spent your money on or how you earned your money is not as trackable. But alas, he's right. They want people to be assimilated so that they're too stupid to ask any questions. Dumb enough, entertained enough by bread and circus to accept it all willingly under the guise of protection or security or we're all in danger. Remember, it was the terrorists and then it was the disease. And then it was the other diseases. Boy, it's been the diseases for the last 100 years. If you go back and look, it's almost like every 4 years, you know, something. I don't know why. You guys figure that out yourself. It's crazy. Who all we got in here still? Gone with John, Black Ram. I apologize, Black Ram 313. I think I've heard somebody else talk about that, but I'm unfamiliar with his work. Abusive. Yeah, I got to get that one. Shout out to Rad on that one. I do believe that's one I picked up from watching Rebel Against Defeat. I'm not a big fan of schools, guys. I wish we could get my three younger children out of school and have them homeschooled by their mom. Would be totally fine with me, because I don't believe the system offers them anything good in the way of critical thinking or logic. Sorry, system. You blow. Seriously. I don't know, you know, what you're doing, but I know you're doing it to hurt people because you don't want people to be strong and empowered, start a business of their own, and actually be able to make a living they can afford. You want them clocking in somewhere on the government tit so that their money is well laid out, easy to follow and everything. You know, those types of things, which just is what it is. Let's see, where are we at here? Yes. Yes, Ben. We haven't made it very far off the plantations, any of us. The only difference is now we're all slaves. We just don't call it that. We say you have the freedom, but the freedom to do what? Exactly. You can't talk if you're unhappy. You can't disagree with things or you'll be shouted down by the angry mob, which is also at the end of the government's media tit, suckling for that sweet, sweet attention. I'm a victim. Put me on TV. Sad. Very sad. Toms, what's up? Good to see you, sir. Doing a little bit of a livey thing today. Doing a bit of a livey thing. I see we got Garrett Grant in the building, guys. Shout out to you, Garrett. Good to see you, sir. Yeah, cash is the best way, guys. It's the only way I can tell you that, you know, if they get too much more of into our lives. It's going to make all of our lives an awful lot harder over the next few years here, I would say. This is just the beginning, and it's already getting to be. Here's the other part. Inflation. People at the top who have the money and own the businesses and the interest in the business or the stock shares is what that's called. They want inflation. See, they have plenty of money to pay plenty of more for the rising prices. But when you own the companies and you idiots and me have to pay higher prices, guess what? They win. We lose through inflation and barely being able to eat or have a place to live. But they actually don't care about the inflation because they just pass that price on along to you, the consumer, because they own all the things that you shop at. You would think, well, the people at the top and the people that own everything, that's the government, that's Congress, that's the people who it hasn't been illegal for them to make investments in all of these huge companies. And guys, if you had a 60 share in Nike and the price of Nikes was going up because of inflation, you win. Doesn't matter. You win. Plus, you're a government employee, probably been taking some deals and stuff and making a little money here and there. So, you know, so what if you have to pay a little bit extra for your Egg McMuffin, which you would never eat because you're in Congress and you know those things kill people. Sorry about the wind, boys. Let's dive back into these comments here. What's wrong with cash? Nothing is wrong with cash, except they're trying to make it not takeable everywhere so that they can fully track all of the money to make sure that every time you even think about money, you have to pay someone. And by someone, I mean the owners. You know, the people who are in charge of giving you the paper, that are also in charge of printing the paper anytime they want, that causes the inflation that makes you pay more and them earn more. Do you see how that works? You guys see how that works, don't you? Anyways, that's today's lesson, boys. We are at 51 minutes, 49 seconds roughly on this live stream. I hope you guys are doing well. Let's see what we've got here. Tina R. says, I'm watching from the beginning, so I'm about 30 minutes behind, but the Queen Elizabeth makeup is fact. All right. Minnie-Win, mostly in her court, died imitating her paste white face. This is an interesting fact, Tina, because they are doing this now. Women are BBLing themselves into oblivion. They're destroying their face. We all know that tanning and too much tanning can cause all kinds of skin-related issues, but women just can't get enough of it. Tanning beds, rooftops in the middle of July, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Interesting, though. Let's see what we got. The tiny hat, folks. I don't know what you're referring to, but I agree with you for sure. They're probably, you know, their hats are probably held on those hat racks is all I'm saying, whatever you're talking about. Once I get enough, yeah, I hear you, the Mew. I would say out in land is probably a good place to be. The deep state appointees who can't get fired. Yep. Guys, if you had people working for you that can't get fired, were able to make money betting on whatever they want to in the stock market while also passing laws that affect those same companies, well, I mean, hell, you could almost guarantee your success rate, couldn't you? I mean, I know I could. I know I, as a semi-educated individual, could find a way to finagle that system pretty righteously if you allowed me. You know what I mean? Allegedly, of course. Of course. Yes, it's a good thing that, right. Yeah. Gold is cash. Money is just currency. I believe that gold is probably one of those things that will never end up losing value. It's so sought after in other places where money is. You know, Dubai loves gold, guys, and they have the money for it. So let's see what we got here. Revelation 2:9-3:9. Yes. Yes, yes. I like that SCE. I'm going to have to look that one up myself. That I'm unfamiliar with. Some of the things I can remember, most of them I cannot. Some of them I get confused. It is what it is. Tina says, I'm just a grandmother of two boys. I'm going to save them from this mess. I hope so. Fortunately, the boys will be more receptive to it, you know, than I think girls will be, at least because most men have a general sense of wanting to be not a superhero, but righteous, do the right thing, what they know in their heart is right. And I think a lot of women, especially in today's world, will say, they're excited by doing what's considered wrong because that's more exciting or dangerous, or we might get caught, or more thrilling and entertaining to most women. So anyways, boys, we're at 55 minutes here. It's getting windier and I'm about to go and chill out for the day. Thank you guys for coming to this live stream. I'm going to try to do more of these live streams for you guys as often as possible. I would appreciate it if you would hit the like button, maybe leave a comment on some of the videos we put out here at the Gamma John channel. This is a great time to tell you. I would also appreciate it if you would support my channel. There's a Cash App link. There's a PayPal link. You can drop a donation, $1, $2, whatever you want. It's always helpful. And it definitely does help me to be able to do more of these streams. And I do enjoy them. So we'll get back to the lives. SCE, great to see you, sir. Thank you so much, as always, for being here on my channel. Making sure you still have your wrench. No one's lost it, it looks like. Guys, there's the PayPal. There is the Cash App. If you guys want to support the channel, make sure to do it. Mountain Monk says hit that like button. Boys, don't be gay. Hit the like button. Jesse Force says, peace out, people. Jesse Force, great to see you, my brother. Excellent to see you, sir. Yes, 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 yes. Let's see what we got here in the old vault. I haven't looked through all the sounds and stuff. Hey, there's a good Glorb one. Let's see what else we got here. That's a good one. Ah, yes. I've got the sound effects for when women talk, guys. You all remember this? Boy, we had a very childish live stream back in the days, didn't we, boys? It was an awful lot of fun. I really did enjoy it. Anyways, I'm gone with John, boys. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Feel like lightning when you lie to me. Can't trust a soul, I'm dealing silently, silently. We fall out like leaves on autumn trees. Wish I could be what I ought to be, ought to be.
I don't wanna focus on the problems. I said I gotta move, move, trashing, let me toss it. I'ma be the only one to finish what he started. The living legacy until I've been like I'm a doctor. Hold on, when I've been inside the game, you gotta watch how I start. I'm reaching on my bed, and though it's sharp as a rod. Kissing on my neck, I got a lost in my conscience. Sipping on the way she wanna come for a ride.
Satunar, what's up, brother? You mean, I think I would definitely stop the show and say hello to you, sir. What's going on? Good to see you, my man, doing a little bit of a live stream here. Going to catch up on some more of the actual live streams coming up in the future. Just doing this one to let you guys know that I've missed you all. And we're going to keep it good night. Oh, it's like 2 p.m. Where you at, Garrett? Vaughn, good to see you guys. Let's get back into the song.
Stop it. Get some help.
Fuck what you think, you don't even know my name, what you know about me. You can see a thing, but I know these things, and they creep in the dark, trying to pull my strings. One life, don't live too cautious. Woke up to your text, now I'm nauseous. The